Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
G&D welcoming you back on The Fan. We are exclusively sponsored by the law firm of Condori and Murat. They provide legal services in the estate planning, elder law, and probate administration areas. Schedule your free consultation with their Fairfax-based attorneys. Visit kmlawyers.com and mention this show if you want a discount. kmlawyers.com. We're live all over D.C. on 106.7 in Richmond, AM 910, FM 105.1, coast to coast on the Odyssey app and streaming video-wise on YouTube. Topic at hand. This isn't important because we're actually going to determine at the end of this segment once and for all, Danny, what I will be referring to FedEx Field as moving forward. The team, to their credit, and I'll tip my cap, they've gotten ahead of this. They're just going to name it Commanders Field. It's all over their website. That's what they want. I'm not doing that. I don't know if Commanders is the long-term name. Ownership hasn't come out and told me to buy in. I seem to think because of that they might change their name again. I think that even though Commanders in and of itself, when I hear it out loud, I don't love it. I don't go as far as to say it's cringeworthy. I think hearing Commanders Field for some reason is, so I'm just not doing that. I'd rather do Command Center, but I'm also not doing that. What am I going to call FedEx? That's the question. 800-636-1067. We'll get to the calls in a moment. I'm going to pitch my couple of ideas to you.
Okay.
First idea I've got is the age-old, like, bad joke about FedEx. But now I think I can use it, and if you'll feel okay about it. Fed up field. Mm-hmm. Bad stadium. People mm-hmm. are fed up with it.
Yeah.
So I don't even have to say field. I can just, moving forward, say the game's at fed up. And it sounds kind of like FedEx. It rolls off the tongue. It's very quick.
It's easy and quick.
Everybody knows what I'm talking about. And just naturally, maybe at first people go, what's he talking about?
What's he saying?
But a few months from now, when you're listening to the show in October and they're playing a home game against Carolina or whatever.
Thursday night football at Fed Up.
We're going to Fed Up Sunday at 1 o'clock. Let's see what happens. The boys kick off just after 1. Fed Up Field is kind of the leader in the clubhouse for me. Danny, give me a suggestion.
What is that stadium? What is the location? What has it been for some time? You got one word, one syllable. What do you think about? What do you think about that home field overrun by opposing fans? Miserable to get in and out, bad sight lines, long waits, cold chicken tenders. What do you think about? I think about Dallas Cowboy fans screaming at me. The whole experience every time I've been? Nubs. That place is nubs. It sucks. I will be referring to it as Nubs Field. The game's at Nubs. Do they have a game at Nubs this weekend? Is it a home game? Steamed up. They're at Nubs. The place is Nubs. The idea is Nubs. The idea that they might be there for a second longer than they're contractually required to be is a non-starter and terrible. The whole thing is Nubs. Therefore, ipso facto, Nubs.
So Nubs Field.
Nubs Field.
And for short, Nubs.
Nubs.
Fed Up Field for short, Fed Up. Our buddy Richmond John tweeted me, said, change the name field. There's a little bit of momentum
a good bit.
Some other good ones I see here. The Battlefield from Carter Elliott.
Mm-hmm.
I don't hate that.
Mm.
The Battlefield. I mean, there's a little bit too much.
Because then you got to do the.
Yes, exactly. It's a little too wordy with the syllables. The Battlefield. That's four? Mm-hmm. I'd like to get shrink that down a little bit, but we can workshop that. Sawdust says the only correct answer is winning off the field. Two words, winning off the and field. That's not a bad bit.
Are they
the
at Waft?
That's not a bad idea. They're playing at winning off the. I am actually going to jot that down right now. That's a lot.
That's a cumbersome construction.
It is.
But it's good.
But I like it from a branding standpoint. The Commanders and the Lions, Sunday at 4 o'clock at winning off the.
Winning off the field.
Thank you, Bruce. And we got it. We all know we got to keep Bruce's traditions alive.
His legacy alive.
As long
a hero.
As we can. David says Raljan Coliseum.
Mm-hmm.
Don't sleep on Raljan, Maryland. Was it ever Raljan Stadium? I think it was. Right before Jack
was
Kent
it,
Cook.
Was it Raljan Stadium? Because I know it was in Raljan, Maryland.
Yeah,
I don't remember it was called Raljan.
That. Actually, I think that might play a little bit. What I like about that is the disrespect to Dan Snyder.
Yeah.
That he picked Commanders. I'm not using that. And I'm just going back to the previous owner as if you never existed. And I just say over at Raljan. And real ones, no. That's one of those that separates the wheat from the chaff a little bit. Like, if you hear Raljan and you're like, what's he talking about? That's not a word. You don't remember. But if you're a real one, you know about Raljan, Maryland. You know about Kenny Albert and Dick Stockton in their younger years welcoming you into Raljan.
Raljan, Maryland.
All right, let's take some calls. 800-636-1067. Let's go to Michael in Northeast on Grant and Danny. What's up, Michael?
Hey, how you guys doing today?
Hey, buddy.
Hey, so Grant, I really liked your example about, hey, if I'm telling my parents or someone older that knows that it's FedEx Field, hey, yeah, I'm going over to FedEx Former. Yeah, we don't know what the new name is going to be, but Command Center is definitely a non-starter for me. I like FedEx Former, and I remember messaging you. You said you loved it.
FedEx Former is outstanding. You tell me this, and maybe this is nitpicky. Does Former FedEx roll off the tongue easier than FedEx Former? I think Former FedEx rolls off the tongue.
Let me try it. Home game this weekend, FedEx Former. Home game this weekend at Former FedEx. First one. FedEx Former.
Okay.
FedEx Former.
I actually like that fine. Now,
FEF.
FedEx is continuing to get some love as a sponsor.
Mm-hmm.
They're not paying for that love.
No, it's free.
We okay with that?
Not for me. Whole thing's nubs. Should have a name on the stadium. Nubs.
I think FedEx Former is very good.
Mm-hmm.
That is going to be on my... I have to move winning off the podium. That's going to supplant it. I'm only going to have three finalists at any given moment, so winning off that just got knocked off. I've got Fed Up, Raljan, or FedEx Former. Raljan is a feeling... I came into this thinking I was going to go with Fed Up. Raljan is a hard charger.
Raljan is making a push.
That is pretty good. Jeremy's in Ashburn, home of the Commanders. What's up, Jeremy?
Hi, guys. I think I'm going to go with Hogpen. Kind of has some nostalgic vibes. It might instigate new ownership into a new potential idea. And our fans love living in raw sewage. What else do I got to say?
They're used to it. Huh? There's a trough.
Hogpen. I get the difference between pig and hog from a Commanders and organizational history standpoint. Pigpen sounds a lot better and kind of really describes the joint.
Mm-hmm.
Right, I'm going over to the pig pen.
Hogsty, the pig pen.
Hog pen's great because you got the Harris Ownership Group or the Hogs.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I think the name should be the Hogs. Should have been the Hogs to begin with. Just staring you right in the face. Just
looking right at you.
Looking at
Hi.
You.
Hi.
Hey, everyone likes me. I'm right here.
It's from when we were good.
But you had to know. You just knew better than the rest of us. Let's go to Wayne in Pennsylvania. What's up, Wayne?
Party on, Wayne.
Hey, how's it going? How about just calling it our home field? It's correct. It is our home field.
But can you use that in a sentence, please,
Oh,
sir?
I see what you're doing. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, we're playing the 49ers at our home field on Sunday.
Okay, so really never give it a name ever.
Yep.
Just refer to it as at home, basically.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm not real keen on Fed Up because come the middle of the season, I'm hoping that we're not fed up with anything other than that stupid name.
Well, then we'll be fed up with the winning. I mean, we'll be fed up with how handsome Adam Peters is and all the credit he's getting for this great roster on ESPN.
That's actually pretty creative where you just go, where's the game this weekend? Our home field. Because you're always saying our home field.
I don't like three words.
Okay.
But I could just say, what if I just always said home?
There you go.
They're playing at home.
There you go.
If it was just the word home.
But we're going to have to say the name of the stadium at some point.
In what way? Like, give me a time when you
have
know.
To say.
Use it in a sentence, please. Mm. Place of origin.
Yeah. When's the last time you went to the stadium? And then you're going to be like, which one? Which stadium?
Okay.
Was that Nats Park?
When's the last time you went home does not work there.
You see what I'm saying?
When's the last time you went to Raljan does?
Yeah, now you know it. Raljan's on my podium.
I think you're sleeping on fed up a little bit because it sounds so much like you know exactly mm-hmm. what I'm talking about.
I know exactly what you mean.
And I've never
referred to it. And that's been the name forever that people informally, yeah.
I mean, but also FedEx Field, that's very formal. That's like I'm wearing a dress shirt with buttons and a mm-hmm. tie. I refer to it as FedEx, which is why these companies pay a lot of money, by the way.
There it is.
But like on a text or if I'm just on the phone, like, hey, I'll be at FedEx in 30 minutes. Hey, I'm on my way to FedEx. I'm not saying FedEx Field. You know, I'm not dropping off a package on October 3rd on my way to the game and a tailgate. You know what I mean? Like, what time are you getting here? I'll be over at FedEx in 30 minutes.
Anybody that can't go is doing 2-day overnight? No.
Let's go to Dominic, who's listening on the Odyssey app.
He's doing that, yeah.
In Ohio. Very, mm-hmm. very handsome, by the way. Looks like Adam Peters.
Mm-hmm.
What's up, Dominic?
Hey, boys. Thanks, as always, for taking the call.
Yes, sir.
I got a couple suggestions, if you'll indulge me. So, number one is Left Hand Up Stadium. Danny, that's for you.
Dominic, how dare you?
Number two is Great American Restaurant Stadium. Grant, that's for you. We can call it the Maui Pineapple Chicken, if you will.
Oh, Mr. MPC, I'm in on that.
Yeah. But I think ultimately Washington Football Stadium, even though it sounds like a bit, kind of sounds the best until they actually figure out what the hell they're doing with the name.
So many words,
Washington Football Stadium.
So many words. Going to Washington Football Stadium, I can't. It's just too much. The same as Washington Football Team.
Mm-hmm.
But he seems to think like I think. He said, until they figure out what they're doing with the name. Don't you guys get that by saying nothing, they are breathing oxygen into the idea that they will be changing the name again? So I'm not telling them they have to change the name or that they should, although I think they should. But I'm not saying that. What I am saying to anyone listening that matters is every day that goes by, where you kick the can down the road, which is what we're all assuming is happening mm-hmm. when you go, it's not a priority right now. We're not really sure right now. And we've got other things we're considering. That is not, this will be the name. Think about how different these two things are.
Very different.
The name will always be Commanders, or we got other things we got to fix first right now. Because that's what they've said so far. The saying nothing is being taken as saying something. And if that's not your plan, if that's not what you're thinking, you need to come out and address it and say, get used to Commanders, because people will start to fall in line. Not to the extent that you'd probably like, but there are people like me, as soon as you say this thing is a thing forever, I'll just get more used to it. I'll get my kids the merch that I haven't necessarily. They got some stuff, but for the most part, we're keeping it casual. Because I don't right. know if I'm wasting money.
Mm-hmm.
I think something else is coming in the next few years. If I'm wrong, tell me.
100%.
Lead me in the direction that I need to be walking.
We need a status report. And I know they don't want to put the cart before the horse and say, we're gonna do this. Then everyone's looking at their watch going, when are you doing it? When? That's tough, too. It's rock and a hard place. But you are 100% correct. I triple stamp your double stamp, Lloyd. The longer this, there's no definitive, it means there's something to this. It means there's smoke. It means there's the time in Castaway when Tom Hanks is rubbing the 2-6 together before he lets the air get to it and he actually gets fire. We're right there. We're all sitting here begging for something, right? Because this is me saying, Grant didn't say this, I'm saying this. The name sucks. Every time I hear it, it reminds me of Dan Snyder figuratively smacking me in the face and thumbing his nose at me and going, ha, 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 you're stuck. It's the last vestige of him. Cut it right off. Amputate it immediately, and then shoot fire at it. Let us all come and take a turn with the flamethrower. Get rid of it this instant. It's horrible. It was never good. Anyone who thought it was good should have to leave.
Well, and there are a group of people that have bought in and or like it, but I would say that 90% of those people would buy in on any name.
If they were the earwax, those guys right. would have gotten the shirt day one and waited in line for it, and taking
and
selfies
not
in
joning,
it.
Because
no, seriously,
those
they
people
love it.
Are necessary. And they're the ones that are traveling to games
totally.
And listening. And like that is the heart and soul in a lot of ways of the fan base. So that's a good thing. But my point is just, I don't think they loved it because it was awesome. You could have named the team anything, and they would have found a way to make it work, just like they will with the next name.
Mm-hmm.
So, well, you have that little circle of people that are going to follow you into whatever battle you go into with the name. You got to get a bigger circle.
Mm-hmm.
You got to get more people that can tolerate the name. And I also heard in your monologue there, in your soliloquy, that you are putting the suggestion Left Hand Up Stadium in your Mount Rushmore?
No.
Is that what you said?
No.
It's on the podium?
Nope. Nope. On the YouTube stream right now, you'll notice both my hands are touching the desk. Keep your hands down. It's embarrassing. Do you understand it? It's embarrassing.
Let's go to Brandon in Waldorf on G&D. What's up, Brandon?
Hey, gentlemen. How are you doing today?
Good, buddy.
Good.
Okay, so I have a very simple one that works, and it works for multiple reasons. If you go into a Nats game, you say you're going to the ballpark or Nats park.
Yeah.
You go into the Wizards of Caps, you say you're going to Capital One or Cap One. When you were going to former FedEx Field, you were going to see a game. There's nothing special about it. No, I mean, the team had their moments, but, like, there's nothing about that stadium that stands out to you that makes it feel like a home stadium. So when you ride around town and I say, Grant, who they play week two? You say, I mean, where do they play week two against the Giants? You say, the stadium.
The stadium is good because I'm a believer. Like, I like excellence in simplicity.
Mm.
The stadium.
It's clean.
It actually is something I could get down with. I don't know if it'll be my favorite. I'm going to jot it down. I got a good tweet here from somebody. I'm at Grant H. Paulson. Danny's at Funny Danny. X-Fed Field. A little double meaning.
X-Fed.
There. It's no longer FedEx.
They're playing at the X.
X Stadium.
You know what?
The X.
I like the X.
The X is kind of silly.
I like the X.
Did you just stumble into that?
Yeah.
That's going to get a
podium
spot.
Shorten it up a little bit. That might have bumped somebody.
I'm knocking FedEx former out. The X is now... I love that.
I kind of dig the X.
So I've got Raljan, Fed Up, and the X. What order do you like those in? 1, 2, 3.
Say them one more time for me. Roll them out.
Yeah.
Like try to make it you and me are having a conversation.
Commanders, Giants, 1 o'clock on Sunday at Raljan. Commanders,
okay.
Panthers, 1 o'clock on Sunday at Fed Up. Commanders, Chargers, 4 o'clock on Sunday at the X.
Dude.
That
catapulted for me, for you. For you. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
For your rankings.
Are you sticking with?
Yeah, it's Nubs.
Nubs Field.
Yeah, it's just Nubs.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right now, my order is, there's a few minutes left here. I kind of like Raljan. Now, I'm curious, because Clary, you're young enough. Darius, you're new enough to the game here. You guys have no memory or recollection of Raljan, Maryland. So does that appeal to you in any way, or do you just think that sounds stupid?
I think it sounds stupid. I have no file on that at all.
So when I keep saying Raljan, that's so funny, that's so great, you're going, it's like Danny hearing his kids say a word.
Yeah, it's just kind of going in one ear and not the other, because I have no idea what you guys are talking about.
So I believe if this is how it went, Jack Kent Cook's kids were named
Ralph and John.
So Jack Kent Cook bought the land to build the stadium on. And he named that area, that town, whatever part of PG County, Raljan, Maryland. It was his own little area. And then when he built the stadium on Raljan lot, people said, I'm going over to Raljan. Now, this is literally when I was a little kid when the stadium was new. Late 90s, I'm going to say it was probably from maybe 95 before they built it and were breaking ground through like 99. And after really Dan took over... Obviously, they were gone, so it was over. But that is just a deep cut, like real nice recall.
It's a good bit.
That's a real story. That's a real thing that happened.
That's a fact. Yeah. But yeah.
Wow, that's awful.
So Raljan's a little bit silly.
It's silly in the
throwback.
In the throwback area, yeah, sure, absolutely.
So have you heard anything you like more than Raljan, Fed Up, or the X?
I'm kind of digging the X. I was going to ask you. I want to hear you say the X doing a fake open to the Fox theme music. Would you be willing to do that?
Could you give us one of those?
Yeah. Well, as you know, you know the clock. We could do that as soon as we return.
All right.
We've got business to tend to. But we've also got a lot of suggestions here, so we can get to those next. 800-636-1067. Also, just out of curiosity, you guys don't hate the name as much as Danny does. And on a scale of, like, Danny hates it, and I don't know who, but, like, Rally somebody loves it. where are you at on the name, like Commander's Field? You're fine with that, or you'd like to call it something else?
No, I hate the stadium. I hate the field. I hate everything about the Commander's name. Not as much as Danny, but I hate it so much.
So you're not going to call it Commander's Field?
No, no. Right.
I don't have a problem calling it Commander's Field just because that's what the team wants us to call it. That's fine. I'm not going to be a rebel. I found myself more recently not liking the name as much because now we're starting to hear more and more players make fun of the name.
Oh, this is hitting Darris hard.
It's starting to hit me now.
He keeps sending these videos to us. Like, I don't care what Joey Porter Jr. thinks about anything, but like the Pittsburgh Steelers corner is like joning on Emmanuel Forbes on a video call. They're on FaceTime, and he's like, "You play for the Commanders? Ha ha! That's a stupid name." And who was the other person?
Montez Sweat.
When Montez Sweat said it on Chris Long's podcast.
Now like, that he's a Bears guy, he's like joning on the name.
But that kind of like opens my eyes that, okay, cool. If those guys think that it's stupid, that means that the players on the team probably think it's stupid.
They play in the NFL,
too.
And other NFL players probably feel similarly.
I don't think that's a coincidence.
Well, how could they not think it's stupid? It sounds like a video game arcade team.
Yep. There's so many other teams that sound stupid, too, though. But
they're not 2 years old.
I don't know.
Like if you named all those teams now, they would probably think they sound stupid, too.
Yeah, absolutely.
So if you give it 40 years, no one's going to be on whatever version of FaceTime exists then. Be like, Commanders is a terrible name.
And that's why at first, when they said the name, I wasn't one of these people who was enraged by how stupid the name sounds. But now that I'm hearing players kind of realize or say and come out that this name is stupid, it is becoming a little bit embarrassing to me.
I don't hate the name. I just want to go on record.
Ooh.
I think the name is not that good.
Mm.
I don't like the name. I think any name they would have picked other than the one I wanted, and I don't mean that selfishly, but it's just my idea was let's appeal to the people that are angry and call them the Hogs and bridge the era, and I think that's the thing they did the worst. So if you're not going to go with something that was burgundy and gold clad and was all about the organization, everyone was going to hate it for a while. And that we're just in that period, whatever they were. And they picked something that means nothing. So that's kind of where I'm at. I call them the Commanders. I got no problem. But don't now tell me to do Commander's Field and, you know.
That's just the brand. You got to embrace all of it.
I will not be doing that.
Yeah, that's all you have to do.
I have my Commander's lunchbox and my, you know, I'm eating my Commander's snack. Like, leave me alone.
You guys,
leave me alone.
You guys throw your anniversary party, you and Darris, on 2/22 every year, you know? Yeah. Like, how fun was this?
I'm just not going to be playing along with all of the skits and the bits. Speaking of which, someone was listening yesterday because I thought this was good.
Mm-hmm.
They just said, how about Raljan Skibbity?
I tell you, that fits.
800-636-1067. We're looking for a new name.
Skibbity.
For FedEx Field. FedEx is no longer a sponsor. The team is going with Commander's Field. We're not going to be doing that. G&D.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Grant and Danny on the Fan, top of the hour, 30 minutes from now, ahead of the Beltway Blitz. We're giving away tickets to see Hank Williams Jr. Plus, Scotty Scheffler is going to talk after his round. We'll have his comments for you after he was arrested trying to get to his round of golf at the PGA Championship this morning. Thanks for locking into the Fan. All right, Darius, give me that Fox music. Let's make this happen. Aerial shot. Good afternoon and welcome into Raljan Stadium, where the 2-0 Commanders look to get off to their fastest start in the last 9 years under first-year head coach Dan Quinn. Backwards hat, goatee, a little bit of white. Meanwhile, on the other sideline. All right, kill the music. Here we go. And go. Aerial shot. Title card. Mm-hmm. A pleasant Sunday afternoon on a rainy, overcast day in Landover, Maryland at FedUp Field. B-roll over Jaden Daniels warming up on sideline. Rookie quarterback Jaden Daniels has taken the league by storm. Over the last 3 weeks, he's got 9 touchdowns and just 1 turnover.
Woo!
Can he stay hot against the arch-rival New York Giants today? Hello again, everybody. Welcome in alongside Danny Ruye. I'm Grant Paulson. All right, one more.
Okay, yep.
Felt good.
Yeah, that was good.
Title card. Good Sunday afternoon and welcome in to the X in Landover, Maryland, where the 0-9 Washington Commanders are scratching and clawing for their first win of the season behind quarterback Marcus Mariota making his fourth start.
Oh, no.
Jaden Daniels due back next week. Fear not. Due back next week. Ladies and gentlemen, Danny Ruye is in the booth.
Ooh. Okay. Now, people are going to focus on the content there.
No, the content's not important.
You and I both know that, but I'm telling you, people are going to notice that last one. The X rolled off your tongue.
I thought so, too.
Didn't it?
All right, current rankings.
Didn't it?
The X 1.
Wow.
Raljan 2.
The X.
FedUp 3. We are looking for a new name for FedEx Field. The team's going with Commanders Field.
We are not going with that.
We're not the team. Jay is in Alexandria. Hello, Jay.
Hey, guys. Had some funny ones like former Airlines Peanuts Field.
Mm-hmm. Peanuts Field is kind of good.
Peanuts Field. Because, Peanuts Field, out of water field. The day I went, 95 degrees. They ran out of water by the end of the first quarter. But my 17-year-old and I just like Battlefield or Battleground. But, I don't know.
Battlefield and Battleground play, especially for the Commanders, of course, if they stay the Commanders. The only thing I'll say about the Peanuts or the water and those kind of zings,
mm-hmm.
I'm not trying to, like, keep picking at the things they did terribly in the past, in the Snyder era.
Okay. Right?
I am embracing and moving forward. It's a brand new world. I got Adam Peters. Danny's got Dan Quinn. It's his namesake, right? We got Jaden Daniels. It's a whole new ball game. The Harris ownership group is here. Dan Snyder's gone. So I don't need to poke fun at sewage and water and gates falling on Jalen Hurts. It's all in the past. I'm just not doing Commander's Field. So something that is optimistic, positive, I'm fine with that. It doesn't have to be a shot. Like, you're going Nubs Field because you think it's a terrible place?
Yes.
Okay. I'm not even trying to poke fun at it necessarily. Fed Up Field is just... To me, the reason I like it, it sounds the most like FedEx, and we're kind of over the stadium and want a new one. But that might even be too negative.
So everything that you're saying is right about the new era that we're in. They're at that same place. See what I'm saying?
Facts.
That, so to me, I can do two things. I can be excited about the new era, which is correct and wonderful and awesome and good, and we have reason for optimism for the first time genuinely in decades, and they play at the worst place in the world. My name for that place is going to reflect that part.
Let's go to... Steve in Alexandria on Grant and Danny. Hello, Steve.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good. Thank you.
Hey, well, I had an idea, but I like your idea better. I was going to say call it the Jack because that's what we used to call it back 28 years ago, which is not a bad name. But I love the X, man. Get Elon Musk to put on in about $500 million in there. And
fresher up a little bit.
That's funny.
A couple curtains.
What about just go with Jack Kent Cook, the previous name, the owner with whom they won their Super Bowl?
Mm-hmm.
Jack Kent Cook.
Jack Kent Cook.
They're playing at JKC.
JKC's tough. That didn't roll real well.
They're playing at the Jack?
Playing at the Jack. The Cooker?
The Cooker.
Are they playing at the Cooker?
That's not bad. Jim's and only. What's up, Jim?
Danny just said it. Jack Kent Cook Memorial Stadium goes back to their heyday and the man who built it, and you just call it the Cooker.
I don't hate
the Cooker.
See, this is why we go to the people.
Mm-hmm.
When the stars align on a segment where we get some creativity and the juices are flowing, we're spitballing together, we're all in this thing, chopping the same wood in the same direction with the same axes, we get some ideas flowing, people. You see how beautiful this is? It's beautiful.
It is.
What's happening right here?
When you touch the people, it's collaborative. No bad answers. We're spitballing.
Take a deep breath.
Right.
This is life. This is living right now. The Cooker.
The Cooker.
What are we cooking?
Does the Cooker make the podium? Does the Cooker make the podium?
The Cooker. Does it replace Fed Up?
It's up to you. It's your list, man. It's your podium.
The Cooker. I'm going to Fed Up. I'm going to the Cooker. Yeah. I think so.
Mm.
Now, here's my only thing I don't like.
Okay.
I'm going to have to explain it a bunch. No one's going to get it at first blush. When I say the Cooker, they're going to go, what's the Cooker? What do you mean the Cooker? Where are you going? And I don't really want that. I think if I say Fed Up, Raljan, or the X, it's probably a little more obvious. Let's go to Jay in Forestville. What's up, Jay?
Jay?
Hey, Jay.
Yeah, I'm here.
What's
up? I asked ChatGPT what we should call it.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Well, so what did you do? You actually just said, what should we call the Commander Stadium or what?
What I said was, what should we call Commander Stadium outside of Command Center? Right? So I said, it came up with the Command Deck, the Barracks, the Shield, the Garrison, HQ Field, and the war room.
Go back. Like, there was one in there that I didn't hate. Run through them again.
Command deck?
No, that one's
the
bad.
Command deck?
Okay. No.
The barracks.
I kind of like shield. The barracks.
Yeah, I like the barracks, too. The shield, the garrison, HQ field.
I kind of like the barracks.
The barracks.
Honestly.
Where's the game this weekend? The barracks? That's an explainer, though.
Is it too military, though?
I
don't mean, I just mean, am I too, like, putting on war paint and, you know, like, I don't like, I've stopped as I've gotten older. I used to talk about, like, the boys are going to battle and it's going to be a war. I try not to even say that because it's like,
they're not, it's playing,
very
they're
dramatic,
playing football.
But, you know, yeah. But I'm probably don't need to over-explain this, but it just seems like too much.
Mm-hmm.
Is the barracks, like, playing too much in a commander and military?
Because now you've got to explain a little bit. That's got a nice ring, by the way.
I do think it's awesome.
So, like, let's, sake of argument, let's say you're playing, I don't know, let's say you got a road game against VMI, and they call their field the barracks.
That's awesome.
Check it off,
yes.
Right? That's badass. So you'll play an army or whatever, and it's like, where's the game? Is it at the big field? No, it's at the barracks. Woo, badass.
I think that's sick.
Doesn't seem right for this one.
John's in Richmond on G&D. What's up, John?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Chilling.
I was just thinking something simple like Gibbs Field or Gibbs Stadium.
Oh, man.
I really like
now
it.
Now you're tugging at the strings.
Now, they should do this, by the way. They should just name it Joe Gibbs Field or Joe Gibbs Stadium. That's what they should do. And when they do, I'll gladly do that. But in the meantime, I'm just making something up, and nobody knows what I'm talking about. I'm going over to Gibbs for the game. Games at Gibbs.
No, they don't know it yet, and you're trying to make it a thing. It's like you're trying to make Fetch happen with no groundswell.
To be clear, that's what they should name it. Like, they should have a big announcement week one when he's there, and they should name it that and put his name on the field at both 25-yard lines or something. Do that. Normally, we have to wait until someone's no longer with us to do something like that. Just honor the guy. Let's go to Mike in Ashburn. Hey, Mike.
Gentlemen, how you doing?
Good,
long-time listener, first-time caller.
Oh, well, thank you for making the call.
Appreciate it. So,
hip, hip, hooray! Hip, hip, hooray! Hip, hip, hooray!
You let the Zorn wash over you, and now you go.
There you go. Me and my kids are thinking Pigpen Park is the coolest name you could go with.
Pigpen Park is really
the
good.
The triple P, little Pigpen Park?
I want your kids to know that I like where their heads are at. I do. Danny, the decision time has come.
Okay.
You're first.
For me, I'm still going with Nubs. I'm just going to call it Nubs. Game's at Nubs. The whole thing's Nubs. It stinks. My other two are the X and Waitlist Field.
Waitlist
Field. Waitlist Field. That's a surprise dark horse candidate I was waiting to pull out here at the very end.
Our boss said call it Purgatory, which is
which
really
is
funny.
Very similar, yes.
Very good. I'm now debating between Raljan or the X. I'm actually going to pick four and do a poll, and I'll let the people decide.
Oh, good for you.
Go vote at Grant H. Paulson. I will have the poll up in about a minute. We will win off the field next on G&D, blitz at four, and we're going to have the audio from Scotty Scheffler as he does his post-round presser today coming up at 4:25. You're going to want to hear that on Grant and Danny.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Baseball season is heating up. Odyssey has you covered with the most entertaining coverage of your team. Stay locked in and in the know with the local voices you trust as they bring you unfiltered takes, recap games, react to the latest team news, and talk to callers. Listen to your favorite shows for free on the Odyssey app, Odyssey.com, your smart speaker, or in the car with Android Auto or Apple CarPlay.
Welcome back, Grant and Danny on The Fan. Thanks much for making the show part of your day. I'm going to say this is an off-field win. Danny, you'll have to be the judge because it is monetary, but it's not a lot of money.
Okay.
I decided today to put $5 on Paul Skeens getting 10 or more strikeouts. Paul Skeens is pitching in a day game for the Pittsburgh Pirates today. He is hitless through five innings in his second ever major league start, and he has punched out 10 batters.
So that means you win.
I've already won, and he's not done yet. My guess is he's going to get one more inning. He will have a chance to go six innings and somewhere between 11 and 13 punchies. I think he's probably going to go 6-12, 6-11, something like that. Empty the tank now in this final
frame. This is Washington's record or Paul Skeens' strikeouts?
Very funny.
Thank you.
Paul Skeens, ladies and gentlemen, the mustachioed hardest throwing pitcher in professional baseball. Start number two in his career with the Pittsburgh Pirates. 10 strikeouts in five innings. But because it's only a couple bucks.
Yeah.
I feel like it's an off-field win.
That's an off-field win, my friend.
Winning off the field?
Brucey, therefore I am.
Winning off the field?
Thank you. Also, I'm going to eat steak tonight because it's my birthday.
Yeah, it's a birthday.
Everybody's been very nice to me all day. Therefore I am.
Winning off the field?
So my winning off the field actually is related to your birthday. I was a little bit earlier than I normally get down to the old radio station. I was asking if anybody wanted to do a lunch bit. Grant said he's already at Walter's, right? So I am like, oh, I'll meet you at Walter's, but am I going to have enough time? And my guy Grant's like, I'll go ahead and order for you in advance.
You know what was interesting about that, I may? I was not even going to eat today because I wanted to save everything for my steak.
Sure, yeah.
But I was doing my computer bit, sure. Just kind of working, doing a little walk the neighborhood.
Oh, yeah.
And I said, you know what? I'll go sit over at Walter's. Then Danny says he wants to eat. I got to order some food for you.
Sure.
Well, I'm going to order myself some. I got it. I'm not going to sit here while you eat.
Yeah.
Worked out really well for me.
It worked out well for everybody. And that's kind of my point. So we were able to get in a nice little Walter's session. So first of all, therefore I am.
Winning off the field.
You had it, Bruce. You were right. You don't have to stutter.
Bruce is a stutterer these days.
What remix. So here's the second way, if I can say this. And this is like, I feel bad about this. I kind of forgot that it was Grant's birthday.
Oh, don't say that.
Well, I did. We worked together.
Oh,
for,
no.
Thanks, Frank. We've worked together for over a decade now, right? I generally know that Grant's birthday is in the spring. I know that it's not that far away from my wife's. Exactly how far, I couldn't tell you. You know it because it's your birthday and you've got a pretty good association with it, and you've come to expect your birthday.
I know
every
when
year.
My birthday is.
You know when it is.
I also know when your wife's birthday is because it's the same day as Star Wars Day.
Yeah, that's how I know it. That's how I knew that this was going to work. So I forgot that it was today. You and I ate lunch right next to each other.
Yeah.
We got separate checks.
Mm-hmm.
If I'd known it was your birthday right then in that moment, like, how could I possibly have let you pay for your lunch when you did me a favor to order ahead for me to give me the opportunity to get there and sit down and have lunch? It would have been a very reasonable thing for me to pick up your check, right? Because it's your birthday. But I didn't know it was your birthday at that point, so I didn't have to pick up your check. Therefore, I am.
Wow.
See what winning I'm off the field?
That was a hell of a swerve.
Yeah.
I was waiting for it was a losing off the field.
No.
Because you got a pal and you... But really, you're excited you didn't pick up the check.
No, it's like one of those, I'm begrudgingly accepting the
what
win.
What a funny winning off the
field. Well, it's like
I did not see that one coming.
Yeah, like I felt terrible when we got here and there's cake and you're like, it's my birthday. I'm like, oh my God, I totally forgot.
Andrew's anyway. In Damascus. Andrew, what's up?
Hey, how you guys doing? I got two. One, I forgot my wife's anniversary, so that was a big win.
Mm-hmm.
Just kidding. no, I went to Starbucks, had... to spend the rest of my gift card thinking I'd have to dip into my own cachet, but the gift card covered everything, didn't have to spend any of my own money, walked out with a coffee.
Winning off the field.
Attaboy.
And boom goes the dynamite.
You find that old gift card. I got some of those that are stuck in my email, the electronic gift cards
yep.
that I just never spend, where I'm like in a folder, I'm like, oh, I got 6 gift cards still. Maybe we should do something about this. Anthony in the district, how are you?
Hey, what's up, guys? Thanks for taking my call.
Hey,
long-time listener, long-time caller, man. Happy birthday, Grant, man. So glad you happy and live to see another one, man.
My, I appreciate
God bless
it,
you, man.
Beat the odds one more time. Thank you, sir.
Absolutely. Hey, you know what, guys? But I was sitting here while I was listening to you guys. I was just thinking, Grant, you practically like grew up with me, and we all practically grow up together when you guys on the radio, because like we know so much about you and so much about your guys' lives and your family and your past and like what you want to do in the future. I remember when me and Danny was fussing about David Emerson. That seemed like it was a gazillion years.
Dude, are you kidding me?
That's
so funny.
And you was like, you fairy, we was going at it. I remember that like it was yesterday, but it seemed so long ago. And I just want to say, I
so
love
Danny
you guys.
So Danny yelled at you about David Emerson in 2013.
Oh, hey, that was classic. You was pissed at me.
Sorry, dude. I feel terrible.
It was great. It was great radio. That's how come you guys have a huge following and everybody loves you, because you keep it straight, you keep it honest. I mean, and we love that. That's why we continue to listen to you guys.
My God.
I'm at work, I have you on the app. When I'm in the car, I have you on the radio. Like, man, I love you guys. And we all woke up today.
Yes,
like
we
my
did.
Mom said, every day above ground is a good
is
day.
A good day.
So therefore, I am
winning off the field.
Look at that.
Feel good Friday.
Yeah,
Anthony,
here we go.
He's got me feeling
good. $4.18 is in the mail.
I want to hang out with that guy
mm-hmm.
sometime. I bet you we'd have a good time.
We had a David Emerson argument, he and I. I don't remember that. I'm sorry.
11 years ago.
Gosh.
How about that? But that is the ultimate winning off the field, if I could say that.
Yeah.
We're alive. It's so much better than being dead. Think about that.
I've thought about that.
You could either be alive.
Mm-hmm.
You're having a terrible day right now.
Uh-huh.
You're driving around. You're mad. Someone cut you off. Yep. You found out something went wrong. You were supposed to get a check. You're not getting it till a couple days from now. You got air in your lungs. You're alive. You're living.
Mm-hmm.
You're not dead.
Right.
Dead is terrible.
Dead is stinks.
And here's something that gives me anxiety.
What's that?
Dead is forever.
No.
Oh, when you die,
yeah,
you die for a long
time. That's it.
But right now, you don't have to worry about that.
Mm-hmm.
You're alive. And that's winning off the field.
Winning off the field?
Which of these names for FedEx Field is the best? At Grant H. Paulson, the poll is rolling. The X, Raljan, Fed Up, or the Cooker? Go vote. G&D, Beltway Blitz next. We're giving away Hank Williams Jr. tickets top of the hour.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.